Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This is Retirement for Living, powered by Belmont Capital Advisors. This show is designed to help the good, hardworking residents here in the Charlotte area build comfortable retirements and lasting family legacies. Now, Retirement for Living.
And it's all powered by Belmont Capital Advisors. Coming up this weekend, $53 trillion is up for grabs if anybody wants it. Plus, the grudge match of a 401k versus an IRA. 704-946-7000, belmont-capital.com. My name is Mark Owens. Joe Patterup, how you doing this weekend?
Hey, Mark. Good morning to all of our listeners out there in the Carolinas this morning. Hope everybody's doing great.
We're in the dog days of summer, but we're edging a little bit closer to Labor Day, which signifies fall. It's going to be here before you know it. And then Halloween and Thanksgiving, and then the holidays are going to be here. But this time of the year, Joe Pat, what is it that we need to do now that we've kind of, our focus has kind of shifted away from summer and vacations? Well, now the kids are back at school, grandkids back at school. We're kind of back in it here. Where does our focus need to be when it comes to our finances?
Saving taxes, saving money. So think about this, folks, and I know you don't want to think about this, but as we shift this little bit of a tide, children are going back to school, the grandkids are going back to school. You're planning ahead Christmas. You're calling your kids and saying, hey, come in for Thanksgiving. But don't forget, along with all of these end of the year planning things, don't forget taxes, because when December 31st comes around, it's too late. And then all you can do is cry about what didn't get done in 2023. And folks, don't forget, we have the 2026 is when the long, it seems like a long way off, 2026, but folks, it's right around the corner. And that's when all of those taxes end for 2025. So 2026 means higher taxes. So that means if our politicians, if our government does nothing, our taxes are going to go up. So there is an opportunity here for you. Folks, we do have some of the lowest tax rates that we've seen in our lifetime. When Ronald Reagan was doing movies in Hollywood, the top tax bracket was 90%. Yes, folks, I said that right, 90%. That's why he stopped doing extra movies, because the tax rates were so high. So we want to help you guys. We don't think, and we certainly hope, tax rates don't go back up to 90%. But today we know for certain they're some of the lowest tax rates out there. So what type of planning is your advisor doing? If you want to sit down and talk with us about, are you taking advantage of everything possible to keep your taxes lower today and into the future? Those are conversations we want to have. Now, folks, we're not CPAs. We'll say that up front. But we work hand in hand with your tax advisor. We work hand in hand with your tax return itself, making sure, showing you what those different lines on those tax return mean and how, if you made certain adjustments, how that could potentially save you taxes, maybe even thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime. So those are the types of things we're looking for, is making sure you're paying less, because folks, if you can bring home more, that's more to you, more to spend on the grandchildren, more to pass on to the children, whoever that is that you want to pass your assets on to. We just want to make sure that your assets are working as hard as possible. And that means making sure keeping Uncle Sam out of your life savings.
The number to reach out to Joe Patterup and the team at Belmont Capital Advisor, 704-946-7000. This weekend, Joe Pat is offering the complimentary one-page retirement income plan. Now, that's a deep dive into your portfolio, but this weekend, you're going to have that conversation about your tax efficiency planning. Where are you? Because as Joe Pat just mentioned, those Trump tax cuts, they're going to expire. And I got to imagine, Joe Pat, and again, we don't have that crystal ball. I got to assume that Congress isn't going to re-sign those tax codes back into law, and the taxes are going to go up. Is that a safe assumption?
Well, not under this administration. They actually want to raise taxes higher. So I'm trying not to be too political here, folks. But in all seriousness, just when we look at the facts alone, Democrat, Republican, Independent, our tax rates are seriously the lowest that we've seen in our lifetime. So on all sides of the aisle, regardless of political affiliation, we all have to pay taxes. And if we don't, all those new IRS agents are going to be coming after us.
That's right.
So we just want to make sure that you're doing everything possible that you're paying the least amount according to your plan. And, you know, really making sure that not only do you have an investment plan, an asset allocation plan, but a tax plan, you know, having that income plan and a tax plan that works together. You know, we have two big sayings here at Belmont Capital: protect your principal, protect the income. So making sure having some protected assets out there, but also protected, consistent, durable income, knowing that, giving you guys the confidence, knowing where that next paycheck is coming from. And folks, listen, inflation, I know you know this, you don't need me to say it, it's real, it's been there. If you've been to the grocery store anywhere, you know how much more things are costing us. So if you would like to get a second opinion on making sure your assets are working as hard as they can for you to produce that extra income because of inflation, maybe it's not the assets that work harder, maybe they're working great, maybe you're paying too much in taxes. So we don't know what we potentially may be able to help you with until you come in and talk to us. So that's why we're asking you to give us a call, 704-946-7000. Never a fee, never an obligation. Just go come in, sit down with one of our fiduciary advisors and myself. We'll figure out what is the best specific plan for you. Give us a ring, 704-946-7000.
You can always meet the team, see all the services online, belmont-capital.com. Quick break. When we get back, speaking of money, $53 trillion is up for grabs. We don't want to give it to the government, so who wants it? We'll get to that plus more. This is Retirement for Living with Joe Pat Root.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
704-946-7000. It's how you reach out to Joe Pat Rubin, the team at Belmont Capital Advisors. Take advantage of it. It's the complimentary one-page retirement income plan. And this weekend, if you've saved at least $500,000 for your retirement, be spread across a 401k, an IRA, a pension, a savings account. You're going to sit down with Joe Pat Rubin, and they're going to customize a plan. Or maybe you just need a second set of eyes. Nothing wrong with getting that second opinion. It is no cost, no obligation. 704-946-7000 or belmont-capital.com. And Joe Pat Rupp, it was this week back in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution granted women the right to vote. Now, Joe Pat, love it or hate it, 2024, we're seeing it now. We had a debate earlier this week. 2024 is an election year.
So since Christopher Columbus come over all those years, all the way up to 1920,
right?
It took us that long to figure out to know that the women were the smart people in the crowd.
little slow back in the day, 100 years ago, we're quite as advanced as we are now. But
yeah.
But talk to me about 2024. And I mean, I'm already exhausted from politics. It's just in our face all the time. But with it being an election year, what does history show about the market? Is it good times for the market? Is it more volatile times of the market? What does history say?
Well, you know, one of the things that's most consistently said about the market is, and they quote this all the time, it's different this time.
For the 18th time.
Right. And so when Trump got elected, typically the worst year to be in the market is the year after an election. So the year he got elected, it was different that time and the market went up. Now, as we are facing, as you mentioned, the political ads are coming out, the boxing gloves are going up, and you see, you know, doesn't matter which side you're on, it feels like every person out there on one side is trying to figure out how to not let Trump get into the election. Mm-hmm. But all those things to the side, the markets are here. We've seen the Fed raising rates, and so the stock market almanac would tell us that typically one of the best, historically the best years to be in the market is the election year, the year prior to, the year of the election, not the year after. So, you know, from a mathematical standpoint, you know, the odds are in your favor as we enter into 2024 for that election year.
That's actually a little bit of good news about an election. I never thought I'd say that.
Well, is it good news or is it bad news? Because what piece of the market should you own? Should you own the S&P 500 that has been driven up by four or five stocks? Because what's going to happen over the next year with those AI companies? Are they going to continue to perform or are they not going to perform? So folks that are listening out there, that was not meant to be advice. It's just meant to see, that's just a crazy fact that's happened before. Now, how can you take that information, put action to it, and apply it to your personal financial plan? Let me just tell you, folks, it's impossible. You cannot do that. And if you're just listening to the radio talking heads of the world, and you're trying to take a snippet from my show, a snippet from the evening news, and then, oh my goodness, let's say we go to the internet where everything is 100% true.
100%.
Right?
100%.
I mean, listen, folks, don't feel bad if you're confused. That's why we talk to you. That's why we asked you to come in and talk to us. And that's why we purposely try not to give you advice over the air. Sure, we want to give you information, give you some factual stuff, tell you what's going on. And we like to give you our opinions about what we think about certain things. But when we look at all these facts, the facts are end of the year is coming. It's time to do tax planning. Mm-hmm. The facts are, if you're out there and you're getting close to retirement, you're listening to our radio show, you're probably listening to a couple other things. You're probably reading some things on the internet. We want to help you filter that information, filter out what is meaningful to you, because there's a lot of information out there that just doesn't matter to your personal situation, okay? And then let's filter that through. Let's bring that out. We create a plan for you. We're going to show you. This is like a GPS where we're going to show you this is where you are now. That little dot on the screen, that's you. And you're telling us this is where you want to go. You think you're going to live to 100. Maybe you're ambitious and you're going to live to 120. We got a few of those. I'm cheering for you. Whatever your goals and dreams are, folks, you have your life savings. That's a factual figure, too. We can agree on that. We're going to put all that down. We're going to show it to you, show you where you are, and then where are you headed based on how you're invested today, how your tax rates are. And listen, we can even do some projections. So we don't pretend to know where taxes are going. We know the law says in 2026 they're going to be higher because the Tax Cuts Act expires. So we can model those type of things into your plan and then give you a very specific plan based on your personal situation, based on your goals. Believe it or not, Mark, you know, we have folks who want to die broke. Can you believe that? There's listeners out there and you're going, heck yeah, I want my last check to bounce at the undertaker. And then I have other clients who, like, come hell or high water, I need to leave $2 million to each grandchild. Mm-hmm. So, folks, it doesn't matter which camp you're in. We respect all of your goals. And, you know, we don't really lean into trying to persuade you to leave a large inheritance or die broke. We can help you do that either way and help you do it in a way that meets your financial needs. And there's logical reasons to do it both ways. We don't really sort of try to get into those camps. And my point in telling all of our listeners, if you're out there listening, sharing this with you, is we are all very different. We live in different houses. Some of us have blended families. Some of us have traditional families. Some of us don't have any children at all, and we're wondering, what are we going to do? That's why we have our one-page retirement income plan. We're all headed towards retirement. We all need income. And I've never met anyone out there, Democrat, Republican, white, black, red, yellow. I have never met anyone that just loves paying taxes. So that tends to be a very constant theme. So we want to help you make sure you're paying the least amount as possible. We're going to help you by working with your accountant, but we're going to develop a plan, a real plan that's customized to you. It's not a generic plan because it has all of your pertinent information. We're going to show you how much risk you're taking. We got one of these programs now. It's very neat. Social Security is always a big topic. We're going to give you a Social Security risk score. You've probably never heard of that before, but we're going to tell you what the probability of Social Security cutting your pay in the future is and what the likelihood of that is in your situation. And we can blend that right into your plan to make sure if it happens, you're still covered. So, folks, all of those things are what we're doing for our folks here every day. We're a comprehensive financial planning firm. We're looking at taxes. We're looking at investments. We're looking at your goals. We look at long-term care. How are you going to pay for funding a long-term care expense? And folks, that doesn't mean buying a really big expensive insurance policy. Mm-hmm. However, I did read in Washington State this week, if you don't have your own personal long-term care policy, they're going to start taxing you. So I know Washington State's a long way from North Carolina, South Carolina, and most of our folks here in the Carolinas. But folks, we want you to have a plan. And that's what's most important. What's going to happen? Even if you can't afford a plan, how are we going to adjust if those things happen for you? That's why we have that one-page retirement income plan. And folks, if you have saved over $500,000 or more towards your life savings, we want you to give us a call, 704-946-7000. That number again, 704-946-7000. There's never a cost It's always complimentary and never an obligation. You just come in. We're going to meet and we're going to talk like friends. We're going to build this out right in front of you. So there's nothing hidden. It's all very transparent as to what we're doing and how we show you this. And it's very easy to understand. A lot of folks tell us when they come in, I had a plan, but it was just so complex. I couldn't understand it. And I can just say that a lot of folks have told us they thank us because we're giving them a plan that they feel they can understand. And that's very important to us. You cannot execute a plan unless you can understand it.
That's right.
So again, that number, 704-946-7000. That number again, 704-946-7000. If you've saved over $500,000 or more towards your life savings, if you're getting ready to retire and you're wondering, where am I? Where's my GPS pointing? And have you even talked about those goals? Folks, if you haven't, what a great reason to come in. We'll help you figure out some goalposts of where you're headed, and that can be the start of getting you going in the right direction. So again, that number is 704-946-7000.
Protect your life savings, creating that income stream. That's the mission from the team at Belmont Capital Advisors. The main office, 123 North Main Street, just 10 minutes from the Charlotte Airport, 20 minutes from downtown Charlotte, plus the brand new office in Cornelius. So Joe Pat and the team can meet you at a time and a place that's convenient to you and your schedule. 704-946-7000 or online, belmont-capital.com. Quick break, we're back with more. This is Retirement for Living with Joe Pat Arup.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Protecting Main Street from Wall Street. This is Retirement for Living with Joe Pat Roof.
And if you missed anything on this weekend show, we invite you to check out the Retirement for Living podcast. It is available across all podcast platforms. This weekend show plus a full archive. It is commercial free. Again, just put a search on it, Retirement for Living. Or if you want more information, belmont-capital.com. 704-946-7000. Joe Pat Arup, by the year 2045, baby boomer parents are expected to hand down $53 trillion in assets to millennials and Gen Z. And in that last segment, we were having that conversation about some people want to pass it down and some people want to die broke. But there was a study from New York Life that's raising questions over whether the younger generation is really ready for what they're calling the great wealth transfer, with more than half saying they don't feel confidently prepared for this windfall of money coming their way. So when you work with the families that you serve across the community, how do you help them prepare to either pass that money down, die broke, or get this new generation prepared for this money?
You know, Mark, there's been an old saying out there, and I've heard this many times, and it said if you took all the money in the world and just threw it up in the air, that give the world about 5 years, and it would all land back into the hands where it is today. And I've been in this business for 31 years. And I know this is an odd way to answer your question. Folks, we're talking about a $53 trillion transfer of wealth. And that's from the baby boomers. And as they age out and shift their inheritances and all those things. So in this segment, we're going to be talking about trust, beneficiaries, and this big, large wealth shift. And what Mark's asking me here, and what you guys ask us a lot whenever you come in and talk to us, is, hey, we're going to be leaving our children $2 million, $5 million, whatever that number is. How are they going to be ready to handle it? Mm-hmm. And are they? Which brings up the reason, if they are not competent, and these could be wonderful, loving, smart children, but are they competent in managing money? Are they competent in holding on to dollars? We all know that person that everyone loves. They're a little bit gregarious and they're fun, but yet, you know, they fall for every get rich quick scheme, mm-hmm, because they have such a good heart and they believe in people. And folks, as you know, if you're sitting out there and you have $2 or $3 million, I used to wonder, why do the millionaires, the really true people that walk into our office and have $4 and $5 and $10 million, why did they pull up into the driveway with a used car and not a Mercedes? Because they don't want to drive attention to their self. And they also know the value of a dollar. So we want to help people, help you understand. A lot of you that earned it yourself, you've already learned how to hold on to that dollar. But when you pass it on, whether you're leaving it to the Red Cross, whether you're leaving it to your firstborn child, your only child, or the grandchild that was just born and you don't know how they're going to turn out yet. There needs to be some lessons built into that so they will not just throw that money away. And folks, one of the things this industry has taught me, you know, in the past I've worked at different large banks and I've seen a lot of folks just get thrown $1, $2, $3 million. And when they got thrown that money and they weren't ready for it, 3 to 5 years later, it was all gone because they weren't ready. So there's a lot of preparation. It's not just give them the money and they're going to know how to handle it. If they've never had this type of wealth in their life, they're not going to understand how many people are going to be coming to them after the funds. And, you know, unfortunately, especially in today's society, when people hear that you've inherited, they see that you're now a little bit more wealthy, they come out from the woodworks. They just keep coming. So we want to help people, show them ways to protect not only their inheritance for themselves while they're here, protect your children, protect your loved ones so that they do not get taken advantage of after you are no longer here. And that's where a trust can come in. And folks, one of the most confusing things that we see all the time is folks will come in to me and they'll say, well, I just went to the lawyer and we set up our last will and testament, so we're all settled. And I'm sure that that lawyer, and I've seen many of these trusts in last wills and testaments, and they are written very well. And meanwhile, whenever we do the document review, we look at their Fidelity or Vanguard or doesn't matter who it is. We look at their IRA and it says beneficiary. And I say, hey, who is Sally Smith? And I get weird looks because the lady sitting next to this fella is not Sally Smith. And that was the ex-wife.
Oh,
and they're like, wait a minute. We just went to the lawyer. Yes, folks, but the lawyer doesn't change your beneficiaries. So if your beneficiaries are not updated and you forgot to change it from your ex-spouse to the new spouse or to the children or to the trust, then guess who's going to get that money? So we see so many errors and so many points of confusion about, yes, you have a trust. Yes, you have a last will and testament, but you also have an IRA. You also have a 401k. And if those beneficiaries are not named properly to coordinate with your trust, to coordinate with your last will and testament, then all of that hard-earned money you paid for that expensive trust, all of the money you paid that nice lawyer to fix your last will and testament could be all for nothing. Because many of the folks in America, your largest asset is no longer your house. It is that IRA or 401k. And if you don't have your beneficiary set up properly, you could be in major trouble and it may not go to who you want. And in addition to that, when it comes to taxes at inheritance, that could be a really, really, really big deal. So making sure those documents are aligned, not only with your estate planning documents, your last will and testament, your trust, but making sure, does that coordinate with your tax plan? Are you leaving money in such a way that your children are going to have to pay a large amount of tax when they get it? So all of those things are things we talk about. Now, more specifically here, we're talking about this great wealth transfer as you inherit money. And have you ever seen the clause come out, Mark, at a funeral home?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Folks, if you're listening, you know how this has happened. You know, poor mom has not even gotten cold in the casket yet, and the claw marks are coming out, and, you know, everybody starts fighting.
We saw that personally, Joe Pat, when my dad passed away. We had some property. I kid you not, we're at his funerals, and some of the sisters are arguing about this little piece of property that we have at my dad's funeral.
Yeah, it's... Yep. So that's why these documents, folks, it happens in every family, the best families. And it's also, I will say also, Mark, it's happened in my family too when my grandpa died. And I thought, you know, this family has always got along. Everything has always been great. But when grandpa passed away, there was conflict. So making sure those documents are solid, making sure they really express your desires, what you want, and not only what you want, like pointing the funds into the right direction, whether it's Sally, Joe, or the Red Cross that gets the money, but also making sure that that works with the tax plan, that you're not just giving a large inheritance to your child or loved one, and then they're going to have to pay a big, large tax bill to get it. So in many cases, not all cases, but in many cases, most cases, with the proper planning, we can help potentially minimize their taxes at death. Sometimes we can completely eliminate them. Each situation is very different, folks. That's why having that plan, having a coordinated plan where you're coordinating with your financial advisor, your accountant, your CPA, and that estate planning attorney, having that trifecta in place. And it's very important that your financial advisor understands those estate planning documents. What are your goals and what are your desires going there? Is there a trust in the mix? And if it is, that's wonderful. We work with trusts all the time, but we want to make sure the biggest mistake I see with trust, Mark, people go to a lawyer, they get a trust.
Yeah.
It never gets funded. Folks, if there's nothing in your trust, it can't distribute anything.
You have to piece of paper it's written on.
Move assets to it. So those are all the things that we work with. We're very comfortable with. We can talk you through pros and cons. And most importantly, we're very open to work with your accountant, CPA, and or estate tax attorney. If you don't have an estate tax attorney, we have several local here in the community that we know, like, and trust. And our clients have gotten good results from them. And they also know, like, and trust them very well. So my point in saying all this, folks, if you don't have an estate plan, if you're not ready for this $53 trillion shift, and it doesn't matter which side of this you're on, folks, if you're listening and you want your children or someone to inherit this money and make sure it goes the right way, or if you're a child of someone who might be passing away soon and you just want us to make sure that everything is lined up properly and that, you know, there's lots of opportunities that can take place to really help offset and help folks here. So give us a ring, 704-946-7000. That number again, 704-946-7000. Tell them you want to, whenever you call in, the operator is going to be standing by. Tell them you want to talk about trust and estate planning. Tell them you want to talk about your last desires and making sure all of those things are properly set up. And we'll do what's called a beneficiary audit for you at no cost. So for that no cost beneficiary audit, if you've saved over $500,000 or more towards your life savings, give us a ring, 704-946-7000, 704-946-7000. We look forward to your call, and we look forward to sitting down here with you and one of our fiduciary-based advisors, always a fiduciary here at Belmont Capital. All of our advisors that we meet with clients, myself, Taylor, Sean, Karen, all of us are always acting in a fiduciary basis, and we're working as a team on your behalf. So 704-946-7000.
Main office of Belmont Capital Advisors, 123 North Main Street, just 10 minutes from the Charlotte Airport, 20 minutes from downtown Charlotte, plus a location available in Cornelius to meet at a time and a place that's convenient to you and your schedule. Belmont-Capital.com for more information. Quick break, and we're back with more. This is Retirement for Living with Joe Padaroo.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Four 946 7000. That's how you reach out to Joe Padaroop and the team at Belmont Capital Advisors this weekend. It's a complimentary one-page retirement income plan where Joe Pad wants to sit down with you, customize a plan, or let's take a look at your retirement plan to see what adjustments need to be made. Or maybe you just need to know, where am I in my journey towards retirement? It costs you nothing to make the phone call and that initial consultation. No cost. It's no obligation. 704-946-7000. Or you can meet the team, see all the services they offer when you visit Belmont-Capital.com. And Joe Padaroop, if you could send a letter to your younger self, what kind of retirement advice would you offer? The Principal Insurance Company asked a group of retirees, and one of the biggest responses was, start planning earlier and take advantage of that employer 401k. But what kind of advice have you seen from the families that you serve? What do they say when they say, man, I wish I would have done this earlier in life?
A lot of the men tell me they wish they'd asked out that little girl in chemistry class that
instead of waiting so long,
that they didn't have the nerve to do it.
Confidence, man. More confidence as a kid.
Yep. So that's one, having more confidence and just being brave enough to step up and ask for what you want. Yep. So that's a big one. But think about, you know, when you look at that, you know, some of the common answers are always, I wish I'd have saved more. I wish I would have started sooner. But Mark, let's take this a little bit step forward. So most of the clients that we onboard on a daily basis are folks in their 60s. They are getting ready to retire. They're preparing to retire. And some of them, you know, maybe they have already entered into retirement and now they're seeking a little bit of advice. So that's when we start working with people most generally. But, you know, on a regular yearly basis, and this is a little bit sad, we probably process between 10 and 25 death claims. And what I mean by that is someone in our book, one of our clients has passed away, and now we're dealing with the spouse, the children. And as we see these clients age through retirement, do you know what I've never, ever heard someone say as a regret?
What?
I wish I'd saved more money. I wish I had more. But do you know what I hear them saying all the time? I wish I had spent more time with someone. I wish I had done this with someone. When it's those later years, and we're talking past retirement, because think about this, folks, as you enter into different phases of your life, as you are entering into college, we have folks out there today, my son is 17, he's going to be going to college next year. That's all that's on his mind. As you enter into retirement, what's on your mind? You're going like, we're going to Yellowstone. We're going to travel. We're going to New York City. We're going to Paris. You know, that's what's on your mind. But as we enter in through those retirement years and we phase through there, and we kind of check off some of those really big bucket list items that we want to accomplish. And folks, those are very, very important items. I'm not discounting that. But what do most people regret? Time away from loved ones. I wish I'd have spent more time here. No one has ever said, I wish I had more money. Now, that's just me. And I'm talking about the latter days. Everyone says today, when you're 20 years old, 50 years old, and 65 years old, I wish I had more money. But folks, we all have the same amount of time. And when you really understand your wealth is your time. It's not money. It's not your life savings. Your wealth is your time with your family and your loved ones. Your wealth is the laughter and the tears and the hugs that you get with your family and your friends and your loved ones. That is your wealth. Measure your wealth by your laughter, not your bank account. How many laughs do you take a day? How many friends do you have by your side? I want to be that person. I don't know Warren Buffett's quote exactly, but he said something to the nature of, if no one is there beside you when you pass away, that's very sad. And maybe you had no wealth. You could have all the money in the world like Warren Buffett, but if you pass away and no one is there to celebrate your life, were you a true friend? And what does your family really think of you? I recently lost an uncle. And it was very sad as my mom told me he was passing away. I said, what about the children? He has two children. They're close to my age. Are they going to get to see him? And she said, they don't want to. And to me, I thought to myself, if I'm a father and I'm passing and my children don't want to see me, I have failed. And there's no amount of money or life savings or any material thing that we could leave them to compensate for that. That is very shallow at that point. That is just my personal opinion. Folks, you're listening to Joe Pat Roop on the show Retire Meant for Living. And in order to be meant for living, we need to realize our most precious asset is our time. And none of us sitting out there today knows how much time we have left. We can be snuffed out like a candle in the wind.
Right.
And so I thought it would be great for this segment when we were talking about, you know, the regrets. What do people say they wish they had done? To bring it back to this level here, we had a client in the office this week, and he shed a little tear, and then he wiped it away. His father had just passed away, and he said, I don't have my dad to talk to anymore. That's what was hurting. And I shared with him that I called my dad the other day. I'm so lucky that he's still alive. And I said, Dad, I just wanted to hear your voice. Because I know those days are limited and I cherish them now. So folks, if you're out there listening and you believe, like I do, that the most precious thing you have is the time with your loved ones, and you would rather not worry and be concerned about your life savings and wondering where your next dollar is coming from, is your life savings principally protected? Is it doing the right thing with you? We set up durable, predictable income plans. We set up, it's called a one-page retirement income plan, so you know where your dollars are coming from in retirement. And folks, if you've saved over $500,000 or more towards your retirement, if you really care about time with your loved ones and having potentially a lower stress retirement, that you can really focus on your loved ones, give us a ring. We want to talk to you. You're the type of person we want to work with. You value advice and you value a plan. That's what we put together. Plan with advice. give us a ring. 704-946-7000. That number again, 704-946-7000.
You know, Joe Pat, as you were talking, I was looking up that Warren Buffett quote, and you gotta, this is one of the richest men in the world. And he said, I have a wonderful family. I have a job that I love and wonderful people who help me with it. It can't get any better than that. Joe Pat, you said it right. We can get more money, but we can't get more time. Appreciate all the time you have right now. 704-946-7000. And as we're talking about hindsight, if I could go back and talk to my younger self, I would say, Mark, appreciate that metabolism and appreciate that hair, because neither one of them are going to be around much longer.
Oh, the things to be thankful for. I am thankful for my hair, folks. I'm 51 and still have a little bit.
Now you're just showing off. 704-946-7000. Take advantage of it this weekend. It's that one-page retirement income plan from Joe Pat Rubin, the team at Belmont Capital Advisors. He's going to personally sit down with you, help customize a plan, or maybe you have a big box advisor, just need a second set of eyes. It's no cost. It's no obligation. Belmont-Capital.com to meet the team, to see all the services they offer at Belmont Capital Advisors. Well, Joe Paterub, thank you for the education. Thank you for the information this weekend. And personally, thank you for just being a calming voice when everything just seems to be so out of control in the media. We will be back next weekend. But before we get out of here, Joe Paterub, let's give you the final word.
Folks, thanks for listening again today. We are just real people here trying to express to you how real we are, working for real clients that love their families. If you would like to take part in that, we would love to hear from you. Give us a ring, 704-946-7000. Until then, we're going to be right back here next week at the same time. This has been Joe Pat Roop with Belmont Capital Advisors on our show, Retire Meant for Living. Join us right back here next week.
Belmont Capital Advisors, Inc. is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Bonus annuities may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, or other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a premium bonus feature. Read your contract for restrictions, limitations, or penalties. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Belmont Capital Advisors, Inc., North Carolina license number 1-00-47399. Investment advisory services are offered through Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability. All investment strategies have the potential for profit or loss.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.